So this past week, I followed one of those easy advertisements that they're always popping in your face and they're trying to get you to click. And I clicked on one of them. It was on black holes. There's some kind of interesting headline about black holes. So I followed the link and kind of got into this whole thing on black holes where I fell into my own little internet black hole on outer space. And I just kept looking up stuff on outer space. Outer space is just absolutely fascinating. For me, I'm sure it is for many in here. There's just such a mystery, and there's so much that we don't know, and really we know a lot less than even we think that we know. Like if you ask people 100 years ago, what do you think you know about the physical universe, they would probably think that they knew a lot. And then if you look back 100 years before that, it would be the same kind of thing. But with a little bit of context, we recognize that we don't really know that much about anything. So much so that even 96% of the universe, the physical universe, we have zero idea what it is. We have a few facts, but 96% of the universe is either dark energy or dark matter. And that means that only 4% of the physical universe is actually the stuff that we can measure and understand as ordinary matter. And that's pretty wild. That means 96% of all that we can acknowledge physically is a mystery. Today's gospel, Jesus reveals mysteries. And I think it's very important that we always look refreshed with refreshed eyes at the Gospels that we're reading and recognize the context is God became a human being. God became a human being. God, the creator of the universe, became one of us and revealed to us truths about reality. Now, God became a human being primarily, his mission was his passion, death, resurrection to reconcile us with the Father, we say, so that we could be with God forever. That's why Jesus came, first and foremost. During those 3 years where he was publicly ministering, he revealed very important things that he thought were fundamental to our understandings of reality to help us stay focused on that which is important, because there's so many distractions. So we have those things, and this is called revelation. Jesus could have revealed mysteries of the physical universe, like the things I was just speaking about. He could have told us what dark energy was. He could have started a scientific revolution back then, in some sense, on the physical sciences. He didn't want to. He didn't feel that was necessary. God didn't feel that was necessary. God felt what was necessary was to teach us about salvation and to teach us these deep truths about ourselves and about God and how we get to God. And so Jesus reveals many of these truths today, as he does throughout the scriptures. This is why you can never stop meditating on the Holy Scriptures. We could go through these texts over and over again and pray with them and have them circulate through our minds day and night and read them 100 times or every single day, and they're worth pondering because these are deep mysteries. They have a lot to teach us. I just want to say a few words about a few of the mysteries that Jesus reveals to us in today's gospel. The first principle that he gives us is one that should be familiar for us as Christians. Fear no one. He, throughout this passage, this gospel passage, says do not be afraid 3 times. We know that the passage, do not, or some form of it, do not be afraid, occurs 365 times throughout the Old and the New Testament. It's a lot of times. And so we as Christians are never, especially as Catholics, are never called to be afraid. Jesus will talk about and to make decisions out of fear. Jesus says, look, there's one thing that you really should actually be afraid of. There is one thing you should fear. And he says that later in this passage. And that's essentially falling out of relationship with God and what can happen if we fall out of relationship with God is we could go to hell. We can go to hell. Hell is a reality. Jesus speaks about Gehenna here. That's what you should fear. If we're out of that relationship of security with God, there is reason to be afraid. If we walk away from God, if we walk away from the friendship. But if we're in the context of friendship and relationship with Jesus and the living God, there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be afraid of. Even death. Even the destruction of the body, as he later says. Nothing is concealed which will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. I think it's very interesting that this conversation that we have right here, recorded by Matthew, St. Matthew, who's one of the 12, is happening. We don't know the context of it. This gospel passage, maybe it was Jesus talking to these guys right after breakfast or dinner, or maybe they were next to the Sea of Galilee or something like that. We don't know. But this little conversation with Jesus and these 12 men has been revealed over the course of time and space in this wider context, to the point where so many generations downstream, which is us right now in 2023, we're talking about this. And so God has revealed his saving plan, starting with actual divine revelation through the apostles and through the Catholic Church. He has revealed, nothing is concealed which will not be revealed. These truths have been made known. And what I say to you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. God has given us a capacity as baptized Christians, and again, particularly Catholics, the Holy Spirit dwells within us in a very real and tangible way. Baptism is not another ritual. God comes to dwell within us. And the main way that God actually speaks to us, generally, in our lives, is in silence. The language of God is always through silence. We have this beautiful adoration chapel right here to my left, behind us, where we can get a key fob at the office and go in there anytime we want. I had a young college student tell me this month that they've been doing an internship or some kind of work, and on their way home from work, they spend 20 minutes in the chapel. It's the first time this young man started doing this. He said it's been a life-changing experience. God whispers to us in the silence. God dwells in us. And if we give him time and space, we will start to hear God communicate to us in our thoughts, our feelings, and our desires. God will help us with these major decisions that we're making in our lives. For me as a priest, I know over the course of the past 3 years, anything that I'm preaching about here publicly, I'm getting in whispers. It comes from the whispers. The Lord speaks to me in that place, in that chapel, and I shout it from the rooftop, so to speak, here. But this is the call of all Christians. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul and the body in Gehenna. We tend to see things through this very earthly, temporal context. Again, bringing up the dark matter and dark energy. 96% of all of the physical universe we can't see. So think about that in terms of other things that we can't see. What about the spiritual things that we cannot see? We just have very small glimpses into. The body, our health, there are great sufferings, and God has sympathy for that. Right? In our sufferings, our troubles, the things that we're going through on a daily basis. But this life is not all that there is. Jesus says, pay attention. Pay attention to the long term. Because there is something bigger than just our lives and our health on this earth. And this is, we see the great saints throughout our history are rich 2,000-year history in the church, the thousands upon thousands of those who have just fearlessly, who we have records of, who have even in the past several years, just, even as crazy as this sounds, joyfully gone to their deaths. Joyfully gone to their deaths when persecuted and martyred. And the reason for that is because they know that what's on the other side of that is so much bigger and so much more beautiful than anything that those in front of them who can harm the body can do to them. They know it means an inseparable union with God forever on the other side of this suffering. And the physical is not all that there is. The physical is not all that there is. Our sufferings are not all that there is. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin, yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge? Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The ancients used to talk about this concept that if God stops thinking about you, if God stops thinking about you, you cease to exist. And therefore, if you exist, if you are in being currently, God is thinking about you. That is to say, God is holding you and sustaining you in reality. Because God is outside of time and space. St. Paul says, in God we live and we move and we find our being. And so God holds us. He knows every cell in our body. He knows every thought that crosses through our head. He knows every hair that's on our head or not on our head. This is the all-loving, all-knowing God. He knows every pain and suffering. He desires to be with us. We wouldn't think this. Again, hidden realities that Jesus is unveiling for us. God is actually a loving Father. How's that for a reality? Who cares about all of us specifically, even though there's billions of people on the earth? God knows them all. It's incomprehensible. And then finally, Jesus ends, everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. And so Jesus leaves us with these words that remind us that the one thing that is important is to be in friendship and relationship with Him. And everything else is really kind of a distraction to a certain extent. Jesus, number one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else, second. Lord, we ask you to help us to stay focused. Help us to not pay attention to just that which we can see with our physical senses, but help us to have strong spiritual sense. Help us to be sensitive to spiritual movements, sensitive to your voice, sensitive to knowing when we are being distracted from your voice, when it is the voice of the enemy. Help us to fear nothing and no one except for falling out of relationship with you. Bring us this ceaseless union with you that we desire in the depths of our soul, and we ask this through Christ our Lord.